As Wes mentioned, I had an opportunity, I guess it's been almost 5 years ago, to be involved in a divorce care ministry. And it was an awesome experience. And it's even as I was preparing this week to think about what I was going to share with you guys today, it's just honestly painful for my part. I've got about 10 minutes, and I want to share a little bit of my story with you. And it starts with, you know, with facts. You know, all of us have facts in our life, right? I can tell you I'm 53 years old. I have, I'm the oldest of four children. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. Moved to Dallas when I was 8. I have been married to my wife, Tiffany, for 12 years. I've been a hairdresser for 34 years. I have 2 grown children. In fact, I'm leaving tomorrow for my son's wedding in Costa Rica. So that's, I'm pretty excited about that. But as we both, or all of us know, the facts doesn't really tell the story, though, does it? And as I mentioned earlier, I've been divorced twice. And as I think back of that, particularly in light of tonight's subject of sexual purity, most of my failures really came from not understanding what that really meant for me in my life. I was very fortunate. I moved here at 8, as I said earlier. I met a man who brought me to Christ really in my early teens, and just was very fortunate. He kind of nurtured me. I came from a family that was a little bit fractured, and I had the opportunity to kind of just dive in deep with that, and really came with a deep sense and deep commitment of sexual purity in my teenage years. You got to remember, this is the 70s, so it meant something to have a deep. I was considered a little bit of a freak in high school, but I came through high school with a very, again, a very deep commitment to it, at least in principle. I found very, very early in my dating relationships, though, that sexual purity to me was I didn't have sex. It didn't preclude everything else, but as long as that, you know, just as long as I wasn't having sex and I was being sexually pure. And come about 20 years old, I'm doing hair, and I met who would be my wife. We dated about 6 weeks, and we had sex. And I was a virgin at this point. I was 20, and I belonged to a church that was very firm on his belief that the physical union of a man and woman very much determined the reality of marriage. And so I knew that. I knew that that's what this church believed. So I was overwhelmed with grief and shame. So I went to my pastor, and I confessed my sin. He says, "Well, buddy, you're married. You need to get married." And so literally from 16 weeks from the day I met her at 20, 16 weeks later, we were married. And you can probably imagine, that was a disaster. And the good thing is both my children came from that relationship, but it was a struggle. And the struggle really came more from my heart than anything, because in my mind I thought, you know what? This isn't what I wanted. This isn't what I planned. I'm 20 years old. I'm a heterosexual hairdresser, for goodness sake. I am not ready to be married. And but I was. And I went through 7 years with her, and being firmly convinced, I believed a lie. And Jeremiah 17:9 says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick, and who can understand it? And I was so consumed with my needs, my wants, my desires, that I left her and that church simultaneously the same day, and believing for sure that my problems and my unhappiness and everything that went with it was stemmed to just I was trapped. And I can honestly say, quote, I was physically pure in my 7-year marriage to my first wife. I was not emotionally pure. I had met someone. I'd been sharing my woes. I became attracted to her emotionally. So I technically left, and we started up a relationship that almost immediately became physical. We dated 2.5 years, ended up married, felt completely normal the entire time. Again, I go back to Jeremiah 17:9. Also, Proverbs 14:27 really comes into play here, and it's just simply stated, there's a way that seems right to man, and in the end is death. And what I learned from that more than anything else was that we all have choices, and we have the ability and we have the opportunity to make that choice, but the consequences of those choices can go on, honestly, in my case, for a lifetime. Because the freedom I thought I was going to get from leaving that marriage and going into another, I just jumped out of the frying pan into the fire. I mean, honestly. And those problems that I thought would magically leave, not only were they back in my second marriage, but I had to add step-parenting to it now, just a whole nother little spicy ball to deal with. And about halfway through that marriage, I was married to her to almost about 8.5 years, about halfway through, my children came to live with me. And I'll be honest with you, no one deserves a 13-year-old girl, more or less a stepmom. It's hard, and we made it about another 4 years, and came home to an empty house. We went through about 4 years of counseling, and I'm just giving you some background because I don't know your stories, but I got a feeling there's some things that relate. All of us have the facts. We all have a story, and it comes down to these choices. Well, here I am. I am now left. I'm now single. I have two kids. I feel frustrated and alone. And I'd love to tell you this is the point where I really focused on a God-centered choices. But it wasn't. I'm much like the prodigal son. I really thought I have missed something. I am now in the latter part of my 30s, and I'm thinking, you know what? Here, I've been with two women. What I've missed is dating. If I just dated more, then I would really know what I want. So I went on. The best way to describe it really is a dating binge. And I'll be honest with you guys. I seared my conscience. I denied what I know was true, and I literally left myself physically not capable of having sex. And scared me to death. I mean, I'm like, what is going on? And I'll be honest with you. Probably darkest days of my life, of thinking this is where life is, and there was no life at all. I mentioned I was married to Tiffany, and Tiffany and I have been married 12 years, and I would love to tell you that was the... that's the great part of the story, and that, you know, I learned every lesson I needed to learn from that, and it's just been nothing but roses. But reality is that I dated her much like I dated my previous two wives. Emotionally started, we physically got involved. We dated a year and a half seriously, and then we got married. And honestly, no sooner we got back from the honeymoon did my wife realize that, A, she was married to an old guy with old kids and wasn't going to have a family. And so depression really set in very quickly for her, understandably. And so we had to work through that. We had to work through some of that. And unfortunately, it was a very, very difficult time for us. About 8 years ago, though, by God's grace, a friend of mine mentioned Watermark. And we had an opportunity to come into Watermark. And really, for the first time in my life, I was able to start connecting the dots that it's not just having an attitude of wanting to obey God, of desiring it from an esoterical standpoint of like, I'm a Christian, I need to do these things, but understanding that the reality is that I'm a people pleaser. And I am one that loves to be and feels entitled. And I am one that stays in denial. And unless my heart is informed by God's word and surround myself with his people, I continue to make the same mistakes. It's like Pavlov's dog. You would think I would eventually get it, but I didn't. And by God's grace, I said, we came into Watermark, and one of our big issues was that we were not going to have children. And we got into our marriage, and I realized by getting involved in community and understanding God's word, I was depending on my own strength, my own abilities. And so I came back with Tiff and said, hey, I think I can do this. So I had a vasectomy. I was a little back in my 20s. So I had it reversed, and that actually only accelerated the problems in our marriage. And so we went on through a very difficult period. And here's where it really it grieves me. And as I think about, and all of it came together, I had an opportunity to go to CR after serving here with divorce care. And what had happened is I started again sharing my bad experiences, my woes with my wife, with somebody that I worked with on the road, feeling completely safe, thinking there is no way. I'm at Watermark. I'm in leadership. I am a believer. There is no way that I would be physically impure. What happened is I emotionally allowed myself to be vulnerable. We had a moment that ended up becoming physical, and it blew up. It was napalm times 50. And I would love to tell you that that I did the right thing immediately. But my first thought, honestly, is, this is an isolated event. I'm never going to do this again. It is only going to hurt my wife if I tell her this, because that is not what I'm about. I'm not that man. Well, I came home and had an opportunity to talk to the community, and in a very short amount of time, I realized I've got to come clean. Well, God had another idea, and the gal that I had been involved with, her husband found out about it and somehow got a hold of my wife's number. And with much more clarity than I ever would have, went into great detail of how he first felt about me and what she should be feeling about me. And this is where, honestly, we had the opportunity. Both of us had been in a place that we were not serving each other, and we were not doing the things we needed to do. And by God's grace and His mercy, we both got involved in CR. And we were able to genuinely repent from our sins. And for the first time, I really understood that sexual purity starts here. It's in my mind. And then the commitment is more than I just want to be faithful to Jesus Christ, but of practically doing the things that are going to create purity, which many of the things that they mentioned tonight are those things you have to be committed to, or at least I understood. I am weak. I am frail, and I will consistently, over my 25 years, prove that if I put myself in a bad place, I will fail. And again, I have surrounded myself by God's grace with God's Word, His people, and a wife that is committed both to our marriage and to her relationship with Christ, and we know that we must serve one another in this area. And I want to close with Romans 12:1. Says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. My prayer is that, Father, that you stay pure and allow God to heal you on your term, on His terms and His timing, and be aware that sexual purity involves all areas, your mind, your heart, and your bodies. Thank you.